For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome to our Discovery Health podcast. This week, we are once again talking to Dr. Jan Garavaglia, Chief Medical Examiner for the District 9 Medical Examiner's Office in Orlando, Florida. Also the star of Discovery Health's most popular series, Dr. G, Medical Examiner. Well, it's great to have you back with us once again.
It's great to be here. It's nice to talk to people, outside the show.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you. And as a medical examiner, you're constantly in search of truth, and often your cases involve justice, too. What are some of the hardest cases for you, and why?
I think the cases that aren't clear-cut, I love the cases where it is not what people expect, and that I have to actually say forensically what you're saying is not true. Those are the most satisfying cases to me, but those are also kind of the scariest cases because you have to be sure of yourself. You have to be sure what you're finding is true. And so those are a little scary. You always have to take a deep breath before you say, no, this is what's really going on. Those are great cases, but difficult. Also, the ones that are, children that are badly beaten, those are very difficult cases to deal with on an emotional level for a lot of people. I usually can detach myself at the time I'm doing it, but they're also very difficult as far as tedious. There's always many stories at the, caregivers are giving for those children, and you kind of have to pick apart, what's true and what's not true. The child abuse cases tend to be very difficult. And of course, the rape homicides can be very difficult because there's usually a lot of pain and kind of protracted deaths. Those can be sometimes difficult and a lot of information to gather from the body. So they can be difficult in a way. But that doesn't mean it's still not enjoyable. Enjoyable maybe is not the best word. They're fascinating for me. I enjoy my work because I know that I am giving a voice to those innocent victims that die.
In cases involving foul play, how involved do you get in bringing people to justice?
Oh, well, it's not like some of the TV shows where I go out and arrest anybody, and it's not like some of the TV shows where I'm like going out and investigating them, in nightclub scenes or something. My work is in the morgue. My work is at my microscope. My work is in, looking up answers and studying toxicology and studying my findings. So it's a little different than what people see on TV, but obviously a very integral part of putting the pieces of the puzzle together of what happened. You've got to know what are the circumstances of death as far as what happened to that person. You have to know what the body's telling you. Obviously, the forensic aspect of a homicide and what I find are integral in bringing people to justice.
Tell us about what it's like when you're unable to get all the answers and the process of then relaying that to the families.
Well, with justice, in criminal cases, you almost feel like you're failing, that you can't maybe get the answers. But in another way, if the answer is not there, you don't make it up. You don't embellish what you find. And so being honest and playing it straight is very important because it's not about putting people away. It's not about, punishing. It's, for me, finding the right answer. It's about the truth. You never, ever want to overstate anything.
We've talked in the past about your family being a priority for you. How do you shut off from work? How do you come home and take care of family?
When I see my kids, they're my kids and my husband, they're just the light of my life, and I can just concentrate on them. Occasionally, you'll bring work home, and talk about a case. And that, and my family's very understanding with that. They kind of let me decompress. But for the most part, I'll exercise. I think exercise is great when I have something on my mind that I can't get off. I love to run. That really clears my mind out. Sometimes I will think about cases while I'm running, and I get a much clearer picture of what's going on. And I like to cook. I like to just spend time with my family.
Do you think your family enjoys hearing about some of your more interesting cases?
I know my husband likes hearing about my interesting cases. My kids, I think, are tired of the whole death scene, may I say. They sometimes just really don't want to hear it. And I will accept those boundaries. I don't push it on them. But well, they certainly know the difference between homicide, suicide, and natural.
All right, Dr. G, thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And remember to watch back-to-back episodes of Dr. G Medical Examiner Fridays from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, all throughout the month of August on Discovery Health. And for our Discovery Health podcast, I'm Will Johnson.